great light for the earnest seeker. As soon as the seeker for truth opens the Bible to read the utterances of God with reverence, possessing an earnest desire to know what saith the Lord, light and grace will be given him, and he will see wondrous things out of God's law. He will not regard the law of Jehovah as a yoke of bondage, but as the gracious commands of one who is all-wise and full of compassion. He will make haste to fulfill his requirements. Great truths which have been neglected and unappreciated for ages, will be revealed by the Spirit of God, and new meaning will flash out of familiar texts. Every page will be illuminated by the Spirit of truth. The Bible is not sealed but unsealed. The most precious truths are revealed, the living oracles are heard by wondering ears, and the consciences of men are aroused into action. Gather the infants with lisping lips, the youth and the aged, and set them to the task of solving mysteries which have not been comprehended by the wise men of earth, although possessed of giant minds. The weighty truths of God's word are for those who are humble and willing to learn at the feet of the divine teacher. Jesus rejoiced in spirit because of this fact, and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Let not narrow ideas proscribe and bind about your labors. The field is the world. The doctrines of truth are plainly revealed on every page of the Word of God, and yet the enemy has power to blind the minds of the self-sufficient, so that the plainest and simplest utterances may not be understood. Let the truth be taught to our children. Let them be armed with the revelation of the Word of God. Let them be able to tell what is written in the Scriptures of truth. Let the minister from the desk, with lips touched with a coal from off the altar of heaven, speak the words of life that will burn their way into the heart and soul of those who, although wise in the wisdom of the world, do not comprehend the wisdom that is from above. The question, what is truth? Should be asked with decided interest. We must respond to the command of God, and go forward from light to a greater light. There is no such thing as the soldiers of Christ standing still, careless and inactive. There are constant improvements to be made. The providence of God is leading us on step by step in the path of obedience. Let parents and teachers impress upon the minds of the children that the Lord is proving them in this life, to see if they will render obedience to Him with love and reverence. Those who would not be obedient to Christ here would not obey Him in the eternal world. The Lord is seeking to fit them for the heavenly mansions that Jesus has gone to prepare for those who love Him.